Rosh Hashanah is kind of a complicated holiday because it's two things at once. On the one hand, it's the beginning of a new year. I don't think that's difficult to think of at all. We make announcements and we change numbers and we get ready for the new year. But how is it that we can take note of the fact that it's the end of the previous year? I think that's more difficult to hear and to see. So I was trying to think, what kind of example might I have had in my lifetime that would have given me some kind of insight into what it takes to do this? Now, how many of you were privileged at some point in your life or at this point in your life to attend High Holy Day services with a grandparent? It's a privilege. Not everybody gets to do it. I didn't have a Zadie. I had a grandpa. And my grandpa taught me something very important about High Holy Day services. Because my grandpa, they would come and they would join us and we would take our seats in the sanctuary. And my grandpa taught us the following, that if during services, which would never happen at Temple Sinai, but if during services you happen to do this, that's okay. However, if at services you happen to do this, then you get the elbow. Right? There are ways that it's okay, never at Temple Sinai, to fall asleep during the service, and ways that it's not. And then as I was thinking about my grandfather, I said, wait a minute. Falling asleep is a lot like saying goodbye to the previous year. I mean, after all, consider the following question. There are a lot of experiences you've had in your life, but can you remember at any moment the actual experience of falling asleep? It's almost impossible in your head. It's a moment we never really can grab onto. It happens. Right? Thus, the English phrase, echoed in Hebrew, we'll talk about in a moment, falling asleep. Right? It's not something we do. It's something that happens to us. So I thought, if falling asleep is kind of like the year ending, maybe there's something we can learn from the other. So since my grandfather only taught me one particular thing, I had to turn where everybody else Jewish turns, to Rabbi Google. Right? So I Googled falling asleep, and I found out that there are certain secrets to falling asleep successfully. What might those be? Can you imagine? Right? Everybody knows that the best thing to do when you're falling asleep is to lie in bed and check your email, right? Oh, right. That's what we never ought to do, right? We're not supposed to be busy. We're not supposed to be focused. We're not supposed to be eating. There's lots of things. But it's amazing. When consulting Rabbi Google told me that Harvard University and neuroscience results agree that in order to go to sleep, what we really need is a ritual. That it helps us when we're saying goodbye to a day, to have a ritual that we do every day in order to get ready to go to sleep, and that will help us successfully do so. So what do we need in order to have that ritual? Well, lucky us. It happens to be that in the Jewish tradition, there is a particular ritual that we can go through every night in order to fall asleep. Can anybody guess what the elements of it might be? Some of you might even know. Can you guess what element there might be in such a ritual? No, really, I'm not saying this to trap you. Some of these things are really quite rational. What do you think? What rituals might there be to help us go to sleep? Pardon? Okay, so we might thank God for the day that we had. That would be a good thing to do. What else? Pardon? Put on your pajamas. Absolutely. The problem is Jewish rituals are older than pajamas. So people did, but if they wrote them now, they definitely do that. What else? Turn off the lights. A dark space is a good idea. Absolutely. Anything else? Go to the bathroom is a good plan.
Brush your teeth.
Very health oriented. Say a prayer. What a good idea. Any prayer in particular? I heard somebody say it. Right? We say the Shema every night before we go to sleep. What else? Showering is also a good idea. However, I know this is upsetting. Judaism is older than showering. So it's not part of the rituals. But there are a couple of key things that we're told. And I think they're really important. And these are things that we do every day. But if we don't do them every day, I think they're things we really ought to do right now. It tells us that we do need to say a blessing, that we need to pause and be grateful for what's been. If we pay attention to Rabbi Google or the news, we might think this year has been awful, but there's a lot of great things about the year that just happened. And we don't know if we don't stop and say thank you. Jewish tradition also tells us every night before we go to bed, we should in our heart apologize to anybody else that we may have hurt or offended. And if anybody hurt or offended us, we should forgive them. That every night we do that. And then we should sing a lullaby to ourselves. The last words of the Jewish ritual of going to sleep are the words of Adon Olam, which ends with Biyado Afkid Ruchi. I place my soul in your hand, Be'et Ishan Va'aira, at the time when I go to sleep and I awake again. This year, as the new year starts, let's take a moment and really say goodnight and goodbye to the year that's been. Let's take the time for appreciation, forgiveness, and to hear the sweet melody of family tradition and gratitude for the year that's been. It's only after we say goodbye to what's been that we're really ready to say hello to the wonderful year that's yet to come. I hope we can all find just a moment to do that tonight and many nights to come. Ken yehi ratzon. We continue in our Machzorim. Honest, we do. On page 42,